number 40. Fiat. Most esteemed one in the Lord. In the name of the Celestial Mama, I thank you for your attentions in promoting her book. She will certainly reward you with her maternal blessings. She will look at you with special love and will feel bound by a pledge for as many attentions as you use. With yearning and sighs, the great lady keeps making her maternal visits because she wants to form the people of the divine will. And one who is interested, she considers as daughter and secretary. Would you not want to be one of them? Now, my good lady, I recommend that you never lose peace, not even in weaknesses. Rather, the faultier we feel, the more we must cling to Jesus. We must use those very defects as many steps in order to ascend into the arms of Jesus, throwing them with full confidence into his loving flames so that they may burn up and his love and his adorable will may take the place of our defects. Moreover, mortifications, adversities, and sorrows are the messengers that Jesus sends to us. His little warning letters, the unexpected telegrams, which bring us the good news of how much Jesus loves us and to what degree of sanctity he wants to raise us. Therefore, without the cross, it would be as if we had no correspondence with our beloved Jesus, and as if he had made no design upon us. Oh, no, may heaven save us from this misfortune. Rather, it takes firm resolve to win over our defects and to use the circumstances of life as little coins, as gifts that sweet Jesus sends to us to give us the right to acquire the celestial fatherland. By the same token, I must tell you that it is not good for you to embitter yourself so much over the loss of your beloved son. He is certainly happier now than when he was with you, and if you really loved him instead of crying, you would rejoice at his happiness. In grieving, you do not love your son, but yourself. Furthermore, we are just one step away from our dear departed ones. When we least expect it, we will find ourselves together with them. Therefore, I recommend to you peace, courage, and true resignation, and you will see what the Lord will make of you. Do not stop reading the book of the Queen of Heaven in order to better learn how to live in the divine volition. By the end of August, the fifth edition of the Hours of the Passion may come out. If you want them, ask for them, and they will both bring you light, joy, and guidance. I commend myself to your prayers, and leaving you in the divine volition, I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, August 14th, 1934. Amen, Fia.
Thank you. There you have Luisa Picarreta, is the first catechist teaching through her letters. I want to verify a little bit the last entry that she wrote is in December 28, 1938. So this letter comes from 34. She already knows the divine will, the doctrine of the divine will very well, and she's able to teach it in a very simple way. And if you look at the whole divine will, the way of living, or the way we are called to live in this way, it is also like in the gospel. It aligns very well with the gospel. When the Lord Jesus tells the disciples, you must learn to, not only his disciples, but when he was teaching, you must learn to love not only your friends, but your enemies as well. It's very easy to love those who are nice with us. That's human love. To love our enemies is divine love. And there is the gospel calls us to change the way we think. Conversion means metanoia in Greek. It means change the way you think. There is a phrase that says that the gospel is countercultural, that sometimes it doesn't make sense. To live in the divine will is like that. Luisa Picaretta is saying, don't worry, because our Lord Jesus will use all the adversities and mortifications to your advantage, all the sorrows. And she goes and she says, they are messengers. That Jesus is sending. When we hear the word messengers, I don't know about you, but it comes to mind the angel Gabriel giving a message. And sometimes I think I'd rather have an angel than all these suffering and pains visiting me. But remember, because we are living in this unnatural way, apart from the divine will, we are living after the fall. And the Lord is using all, what Luisa Picaretta is saying, the Lord will use all these mortifications, these adversities, these sorrows, and we can enumerate even more. We can say illness and all the things that we go through in life, difficulties. That if we unite them to God's will, they will be for our benefit. If not, it will be a wasted suffering. Or you can give a little bit, but it will not compare with the acts done in the divine will. If you suffer that illness, if you go through that mortification, through that adversity, through that sorrow in union, in disunion, it will not compare. The glory that you can give to God and all that God can do in you, as if you go and suffer in all this on your own, apart from the divine will. Perhaps you can give some glory and honor to God, but it will not compare. This is what Luisa Picaretta is saying. That's why in all circumstances, this can be changed for our advantage. And the purpose, what is the purpose? To conquer, to acquire our celestial fatherland. This is what we all should have in mind, that our purpose is to arrive to the fatherland. The Lord in the gospel, he mentions, what good is it for you to gain the whole world, all the riches of the world? So imagine all the riches of the world. What good is it to acquire all of that and to lose your soul? So that's why Luisa Picaretta, when she says, even when she is talking about losing, talking to this woman, losing her son, it seems a little bit contradicted, a contradiction, that she says he's much happier now where he is than when he was with you. It sounds a little bit harsh, or it can sound harsh. And then she doesn't stop there. She continues to remove and to operate with no anesthesia. And she says, in grieving, you are not loving your son, you are loving yourself. A little bit of contradiction if we don't understand what the whole purpose of our existence is. That this period that we're only travelers, that we're on a journey, and our final end is the celestial fatherland. We have to fix our eyes in that. And for that, we have all these helps, this assistance, this guidance that the Lord has given us. That's why Luisa Picaretta at the end says, I recommend you peace. Do not lose your peace. Have courage and resignation. And one day you will see what the Lord will make of you. I think this is the message. We can take this as our message also. No matter what kind of situations you are going through, adversities, sorrows, illness, sickness, not to lose peace. To unite ourselves constantly to the will of God. Just take your medicines, take all this that is essential. But at the end, also know that God is in control of everything. The gospel says you cannot add one day to your existence. But everything that we'll go through, God can use it for our good. And at the end, we will be able to see what he makes of us. What he wants to make a saint out of each one of us. That's the purpose. So let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the grace to have always that peace and that courage that we all need, that through the maternal hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may be able to receive peace, consolation, and that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we may also receive healing and strength. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.